我们何等感谢我们的救主。
How we thank our God。
道成肉身住在我们中间，充充满满有恩典有真理。
He is the Word becoming flesh and dwell among us, full of grace and truth。
我们也见过他的荣光，是父独生爱子的荣光。
And we have seen his glory, that is the glory of God's only begotten Son。
这光要照亮这世上的黑暗。
And the light is to shine into the darkness of the world。
也要照明我里面的黑暗。
And also the darkness within my heart。
我们来敬拜我们这位爱我们的神。
Let's all worship the God who loves us。
谢谢他愿意来到我们中间。
And thank him for coming into our midst。
都起来敬拜他。
Let's all stand。
Light of the world, you step down into darkness. Open my eyes, let me see. Beauty that made this heart adore you. Hope of the life spent with you.Here I am to worship, here I am to bow down, here I am to say that you're my God. You're altogether lovely, altogether worthy, altogether wonderful to me.King of all days, oh so highly exalted, glorious in heaven above. Humbly you came to the earth you created, oh for the sake became poor. Here I am to worship, here I am to bow down, here I am to say that you're my God. You're altogether lovely, altogether worthy, altogether wonderful to me.Here I am to worship, here I am to bow down, here I am to say that you're my God. You're altogether lovely, altogether worthy, altogether wonderful to me.I never know how much it costs to see my sin upon that cross. I never know how much it costs to see my sin upon that cross.Here I am to worship, here I am to bow down, here I am to say that you're my God. You're altogether lovely, altogether worthy, altogether wonderful to me.
Here I am to worship.
Here I am to worship, here I am to bow down, here I am to say that you're my God. You're altogether lovely, altogether worthy, altogether wonderful to me.Here I am. am to bow down. Here I am to say that you're my God. You're all together loving, all together worthy, all together wonderful to me.
See his glory.
See his glory. See his glory. See his glory now appear. See his glory. See his glory. See his glory now appear. God thine, holiness and truth, how am I? See his glory, see now appear. Now we declare, oh God is good. His mercy endure forever. Now we declare, oh God is good, and His mercy endure forever. See His glory. See His glory. See His glory now appear. See His glory. See His glory. See His glory now appear. God thy holiness and truth. See His glory, see now appear. Now we declare, oh God is good, and His mercies endure forever. Now we declare, oh God is good, and His mercies endure forever.
我们是这一群蒙了何等大救恩的一般人。
We are people who have received great salvation.
我们在神的面前怎能够闭口不言？
How can we be quiet before the Lord?
我们要起来宣扬。
We need to rise up and declare.
宣扬我们的神是何等的好。
And to declare how good our God is.
我们要起来宣扬。
We need to rise up and declare.
他的慈爱是何等的大。
Let His mercies endure forever.
我们要起来宣扬。
We need to rise up and declare.
愿他的光能够照在这地。
So His light can shine in our
midst. 照亮一切的黑暗。
To shine into all darkness.
是他来到从来到他面前的。
So everyone who comes before Him.
都被光照。
Is all light and light.
都被改变。
All transformed.
所以将心来归给他。
All turn our hearts to Him.
我们要起来宣扬。
We want to rise up and declare.
哈利路亚。举目仰望，
举目仰望，仰望耶稣，他的荣耀真显现。举目仰望，仰望耶稣，他的荣耀真显现。主是光， 圣洁真实全能神主的荣光已领导我们起来宣扬他的美善，因为他慈爱永远长存，起来宣扬他的美善，因为他慈爱永远长存，起来宣扬他的美善，因为他慈爱永远长存，起来宣扬他的美善，因为他慈爱永远长存，因为他慈爱永远长存。祝你容颜是我所限，开启我眼是我看见，愿你荣光照我眼前，消除我的一切黑暗，恩主我尽寻求你面，愿你不再向我隐瞒，开启我眼使我看见你的容面。
姐妹，
祝你持身是我所限，开启我耳使我听见，愿你声音让我耳边，消除我这一切谎言，
恩主我尽寻求你面，愿你不再向我隐瞒，开启我眼使我听见你的声音。
弟兄，
祝你自己是我所限，开启我心是我爱恋，愿你丰满以我心间，使我失去在你里面。
一起，
恩主我尽寻求里面，愿你不再向我隐瞒，开启我心使我爱恋你的显现，祝你自己是我所限，开启我心是我爱恋，愿你丰满以我心间， 使我失去在你里面，恩主我尽心求你怜，愿你不再向我隐瞒，开启我心事，我爱念你的显现。
主，愿你的光照亮我里面的黑暗。
Lord, may your light shine in the darkness of my heart.
开启我的眼睛，使我更多渴望来见你。
Open my eyes so I desire more of you.
开我的耳朵，使我渴慕来听着你的声音。
Open my ears so I can desire more to hear your voice.
开我的心，使我更渴慕来与你来同在。
Open my heart so I desire to be with you.
主帮助我们。
Lord help us.
主我们活，都让我们做一个活在你面前的人。
Help us to live before you.
让我们做一个真实的人。
Let us be a true person.
使我们能够被你的光常常来光照。
So that we can be enlightened by your light often.
使我们的光能够从我们身上来反照出去。
And the light can be reflected from us.
让世人来见到你。
So the people of the world can see it.
奉主耶稣的名祷告。
In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen. 弟兄姐妹请坐。
Please be seated.
今天早上想跟大家来分享一个题目，神的爱。
I want to share a topic with you this morning, the topic on God's love.
我知道这个题目实在太大，其实我所认识、所经历的是，也只是一点点。
I know this is a big topic, and I only have experience and know a little about it.
但是我主最近给我一些感动，让我好好的思考什么是神的爱。
But recently, the Lord has touched my heart and led me to think more about His love.
所以今天我想借着从三方面，然后来到分享这个题目，那个我最近有一些的得着。
And today I want to share with you from three aspects of the gain I have received recently.
约翰福音三章十六节说：“神爱世人，甚至将他的独生子赐给他们，叫一切信他的不至灭亡，反得永生。”
John 3:16 says, "For God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whoever believes in Him should not perish but have everlasting life."
我相信这节的经文是基督教里面最出名的一节经文。
This is probably the most well-known verse in the Bible.
我相信我们大部分的弟兄姐妹，我们都会背诵这节经文。
And I believe many Christians can quote it by heart.
神因着爱，将他的独生爱子赐给世人，作为最宝贵的礼物。
Because of love, God gave His only Son to the world as the most precious gift.
叫一切相信他的、接受他的人，不至灭亡，反得永生。
And whoever believes in Him and accepts Him as their Savior will not perish, but will have eternal life.
这也响应到约翰福音一章十二节说：“凡接待他的，就是信他名的人。”他就赐他们权柄做神的儿女。
This is also echoed in John 1:12. But as many as received him, to them he gave the right to become children of God, to those who believe in his name.
神的爱是一个毫无保留的爱。
And God's love is an unconditional love.
他倾尽了所有的爱来爱世人。
He has poured everything to love the world.
曾经有人说，神已经将他所有的给出来，给到穷了。
And even people have said God has poured out so much love that He has become poor.
因为他的所有都在他的爱子里面。
Because everything is in His beloved.
他却将他的爱子赐给了我们。
And He has given us His only and begotten Son.
约翰一书说，神就是爱。
And First John tells us God is love.
所以一切跟神有关的都是爱。
That means everything that's related to God is love.
而每一件事情神所做的也是爱。
And everything God does is love.
其实神不单单只是因为怜悯我们这些罪人，他才爱我们。
And God does only love us because He pities us as sinners.
其实在创世以前他已经爱了我们。
And before creation, He even begun, He already loved us.
这是在他的永远的计划里面已经设定了。
And that's already part of His eternal plan.
当我们真的来读到约翰福音第一章的时候，就说到这，我们的神是一位有计划的神。
And as we read John chapter 1, we see that God is a God with purpose and plan.
第一节说，太初有道，道与神同在，道就是神。
And verse 1 says, in the beginning was the word, and the word,
道就是，
and the word was with God.
道就是话语。
And the word was the word.
话语是将人将我们心里面的一些话来表来表啊、那个发表出去。
The word is the spoken word, and that is the expression of God's plan.
而这个道就是将神的心意发表，他的计划发表出来。
And this word is to express God's plan.
所以我们回想到创世纪第一章里面说，起初神创造天地跟其中的万物的时候。
And when we read Genesis chapter 1, in the beginning God created the heavens.
每一天神的创造是说，开始在于神说。
And every day of the creation began with the words God said.
也就是说，天地万物的创造正在发表神里面一个的计划。
It shows that the creation itself was the unfolding of God's plan.
而其中最重要的创造就是人。
And among God's creation, the most important creation is man.
因为人是照着神的形象跟他的样式所造的。
Because men are created according to God's image and likeness.
神先创造天地万物。
God has created the universe first.
最后才创造人。
And last, he created man.
这真的显出神对人的爱。
And it shows God's love for us.
他将创造万物都预备得好好的，有个非常好的环境。赐给我们阳光、空气、水。
And he has prepared us the sun, the air, and the water.
然后将人放在其中。
And placed man into it.
有人形容这个过程像什么呢？
And some has described this process.
就好像一对的等待他孩子出生的父母亲，好好的先为这个婴儿呢预备一个的婴儿床，预备了一切的他所用的玩具。预备好了，等待这个孩子的出生。
Some have described this like a loving parent preparing a perfect nursery for their newborn child.
当这个孩子出生之后，他有个最好的环境，他可以在里面生长。
And when the child is born, he has the best environment to grow in.
这是蛮恰当的一个的比喻。
This is a pretty good example.
然后当神造完了第一个人亚当之后，他就说了，那人独居不好。我要为他造一个配偶，帮助他。
And after he has created the first man Adam, God said, "It is not good that man should be alone. I will make him a helper comparable to him."
所以呢，他从亚当的身上呢拿出一条肋骨了，来到创造的夏娃。
So God took a rib from Adam's side and made Eve.
创世纪二章二十四节说，因此人要离开父母，与妻子联合，二人成为一体。
In Genesis 2:24 it says, "Therefore a man shall leave his father and mother and be joined to his wife, and they shall become one flesh."
这表达了神里面有一个的渴望，有一个的计划。
And this verse reveals that God has a plan and has a longing.
他也需要一个的心腹，分享他一切所有的。
Even God Himself, He desires a bride to share everything He has with.
所以刚才那个。依然弟兄引用到说，约翰福音一章十四节说，道成了肉身，住在我们中间。
And Brother Alan just used this as well, that the Word became flesh and dwelt among us.
这句话原文说，道成了肉身，自大彰悟在人间。
And some translation says, and the Word became flesh and pitched his tent among us.
在启示录二十一章三节说。我听见有大声音从宝座出来说，看哪、啊、神的帐幕在人间，他要与人同住，他们要做他的子民，神要亲自与他们同在，做他们的神。
Revelation 21 verse 3 says, And I heard a loud voice from heaven saying, Behold, the tabernacle of God is with men, and he will dwell with them, and they shall be his people. God himself will be with them and be their God.
神要知道帐幕在人间，为了要与人同住。
God wants to pitch his tent among us in order to dwell with men.
要与人亲近。
And in order to be closer to us.
今天教会要成为他的心腹。
And today the church will become his bride.
永远与他的联合在一起。
And be joined with him forever.
他将他所有的爱给了我们。
And he desires to give us all his love.
要让我们也用他的爱来爱他。
And he also wants us to love him with the love he gives us.
神整个的计划都是在人还没有犯罪之前就已经有了。
And all that is in God's heart even before man sinned.
所以我们可以可想神的计划里面就是要将他的爱完完全倾注的在人的身上。
And we can see right from the beginning of the creation, God wants to pour his love into man.
可惜我们的始祖亚当犯失败了。
But sadly, our first ancestor Adam failed.
他容让罪进入他的生命里面。
He allowed sin to enter his life.
因此他没有办法完成神在他身上的托付。
And because of that, he cannot carry out the responsibility God gave him.
好像神的计划要失败了。
And it looks like that God's plan had failed.
但是人可以失败，神从不失败。
But although man can fail, but God never fails.
人虽然堕落了，但是神为我们预备救法，让我们重新与神和好。
Even though mankind fell into sin, but God has prepared a salvation that we can be reconciled with Him.
恢复他计划的完成。
So He can restore the plan.
道成的肉身不单说明神要住在我们中间。
And when the word become flesh, it does not only mean that God came to live with us.
主也要成为我们的救赎。
But God also will redeem us.
我们知道我们这位神有多大吗？
Do you know how big our God is?
我们的神都可以连宇宙都可以创造的，他绝对比宇宙还大。
Our God can create the universe. He's definitely bigger than the universe.
但是他却愿意将自己放在时间跟空间的里面。
But he chose to limit himself into space and time.
将视为人，将自己放在一个何等大的限制的里面。
And he became a human being and taking on limitations for our sake.
我曾经看过一个有人做软骨功的表演。
I once saw a contortionist performance.
一个人跟我差不多身材。
A person with a body size like mine.
啊，将自己的放进去一个。两尺乘两尺乘两尺的玻璃箱里面。
And he was able to fit himself into a clear box of 2 feet long, wide and high.
然后在里面呢，还待了十分钟。
And he stayed there for 10 minutes.
还可以跟人讲话。
And he was able to talk to.
但是我们看着目瞪口呆。
And when we saw it, we were all amazed.
一方面发现，哇，太厉害了。
And on one hand, we were amazed how he can do it.
但是另外一方面，我看见太辛苦了，这个人。
But on the other hand, we felt, wow, this is really hard for him.
但是我们可想而知，一位无限大的神要放在一个人形的里面。
So imagine an infinite God, he's taking the form of a person.
是何等不可思议。
And how more incredible that is.
我们真不知道究竟神如何做到的。
When we don't know how God was able to do it.
但是因着爱，他愿意为我们受这样的限制。
Yet because of love, he was willing to take on such limitation for us.
那他将士为人，我们想说他是主，他是王，他应该降临在一个尊贵的地方。
And he becoming the man, he is the Lord, he is the King, and he should be born in a royal place.
他不住，对，他不是这生在王宫里面，最少生在一个有钱人的家里面。
And if he was not born in a palace, at least he should have been born in a rich person's home.
不是，他生在马槽中。
But instead, he was born in a manger.
他本来是万物的主宰，但是他却愿意成为木匠的儿子，在人的手中受教。
And he is the ruler of all things, yet he is willing to become a carpenter's son and learn under human hands.
在他三十岁的时候，本来他是一个无罪，他不需要受尽。
And when he was 30 years old, he had no sin, and he didn't have to be baptized.
他却愿意成全诸般的义，愿意接受约翰的洗礼。
But he chose to be baptized by John to fulfill all righteousness.
在他开始他的执事的时候，之前圣灵引导他到旷野被魔鬼的试探。
And before starting his ministry, he was led by the Holy Spirit into the wilderness to be tempted by the evil.
首先的亚当失败了。
The first Adam has failed.
但是这个末后的亚当却胜过魔鬼所有的试探。
But the last Adam has overcome every test and defeated the enemy.
他在地上三年半的侍奉，他拣选门徒跟训练他们。
And during his 3.5 years of ministry, he chose disciples and trained them.
他传天国的福音给当代的人。
And he preached the gospel of the kingdom.
他医病赶鬼。
He healed the sick.
殷勤地服侍人
and served earnestly,
满足人的需要
and served people with love and care.
最后这位无罪的代替我们这个有罪的上十字架接受父神的审判
and in the end the sinless one went to the cross in our place and took on God the Father's judgment for our sins
为我们那个偿还罪债
and he has paid the debt for us
就是我们这些凡接受他救恩的人
and he brought the salvation to all who are willing to receive him
第三天他复活之后升天并赐下圣灵给我们
and on the third day he rose from the dead ascended to heaven and gave us the Holy Spirit
主在十字架上究竟承受多大的痛苦我们无法想象我们真的不知道
we cannot imagine how much pain God has suffered on the cross
但是我们知道在他最痛苦的那刻时候他非常痛苦地呼喊说
But we know in his most painful moment, he cried out in agony.
我的神，我的神，为什么离弃我？
My God, my God, why have you forsaken me?
从永远到永远，圣父、圣子、圣灵从来没有分开过。
From eternity to eternity, the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit are never apart.
但是在那一刻，他背负我们一切的罪上十字架的时候，圣洁的父不得不离弃圣子。
But until that moment, when God took all our sins upon himself on the cross, and the Holy Father had to turn away from him.
这就是主为了我们的救赎的爱所付出极沉重的代价。
And this is the immense price the Lord has paid out of love for our redemption.
弟兄姐妹，我们常常说，恩典是神白白的赐给我们。
We often say grace is free to us.
但是他神主耶稣所付出的代价却是何等的大
But on God's side he has paid such a great price
我们不要轻忽不要轻看这个救恩
So let's not take the salvation lightly
当我们可以常常地思想神所何等的爱我们
And we can often think about God's love
罗马书第五章七到八节说为义人死是少有的为人人死或者有敢做的唯有基督在我们还做罪人的时候为我们死神的爱就在此向我们显明了
Romans 5:7-8 says For scarcely for a righteous man would one die Yet perhaps for a good man someone would even dare to die But God demonstrates his own love toward us In that while we were still sinners Christ died for us
神的救赎让我们可以恢复了神原来给我们的地位
And God's redemption restores us to the position He originally intends for us.
但是神不但要如此，他要更多将我们制作成为他手中的杰作。
And He doesn't just stop there. He wants also to mold us into His masterpiece.
我相信我们每一个人都可以承认，我们真的刚信主的时候，我们没有一个人像主的。
And we all acknowledge, would believe that when we first believe in the Lord, none of us really resemble the Lord.
但是这位爱我们的主他很有爱心很有耐心的不断的愿意来制作我们
But the Lord who loves us He works us patiently in us
慢慢的重新将他的形象制作在我们的里面
And shapes his image in us bit by bit
将他的性情制作在我们的里面
And shape his likeness and image in us
在圣经中有很多的例子我们看到主如何制作这些贵重的器皿
The Bible has given us many examples how God crafts His precious vessels.
在旧约中，我们会看到亚伯拉罕、以撒、雅各、约瑟、大卫等等的人物。
And in the Old Testament, we see Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, Joseph, and David.
在新约当中，彼得、约翰、保罗都是很非常杰出的例子。
And in the New Testament, we see Peter, John, and Paul.
今天我想从雅各的身上看神如何因着爱来制作这个器皿。
And today I want us to look at Jacob and how see God out of love shaped him.
雅各的名字的意思是抓。
The name Jacob means grab.
他是一个天然生命不愿意服输的人。
And by nature he was a very determined person who never gave up.
他本来是双胞胎里面的弟弟。
He was the younger of the twins.
但是他整天想着我要怎么抢到这个长子的名分。
But he often wanted the birthright of the firstborn.
有一次他抓到机会了，他哥哥那个时候非常的累，非常的渴， 他那个时候就利用一碗的红汤换取这个那个长子的名分回来。
And one day he took advantage of his brother Esau being very thirsty and traded a bowl of red stew for the birthright.
他得到名分还不够，他跟他妈妈合谋一同的骗他的父亲，骗取了这个长子的祝福。
And later he and his mother worked together to trick his father in order to get the blessing of the firstborn.
我们可想而知，雅各是一个非常狡猾的人。
And we can imagine how cunning Jacob was.
为着一些的利益，他不择的手段。
And he was willing to do whatever to it takes for his own gain.
神都看在眼里。
And God saw all this.
但是神有他的时间，要制作他。
And God has his time to shape him.
后来雅各要离开他的家了。
And later, Jacob was to leave his home.
然后他在伯特利的时候做了一个异梦，然后听到神跟他说话。
And Bethel, he had a dream and heard God speak to him.
一方面他可能也吓一跳。
And he was surprised on one hand.
但是另外一方面，他就跟神的许愿了。
And on the other hand, he made a vow to God.
神啊，如果你这样祝福我。
And he said, God, if you bless me this, this, and this.
以后我会这样子来到那个奉献给你。
And later I will give you this, this, and this.
其实我相信我不知道，我以前常常有这样的祷告，主啊，如果你这样子的话。
And I often has prayers like that. God, if you do this, this, and this.
好像我跟主来交换条件。
As if I'm trading with God.
其实我们都是为了满足我们自己心里面的一些需要而已。
And it's just to fulfill our needs, the need of our hearts.
有点在利用神。
It looks like we're using God.
神知道吗？
Does God know?
神当然知道。
Of course he does.
然后之后呢？神就安排一个机会，开始来制作雅各。
So afterward, God created an opportunity to start shape Jacob.
我们说雅各是一个非常狡猾的人，哎，神就将他放在一个比他更狡猾的人手中。
We say, Jacob it was cunning, yet so God placed him under an even more cunning person.
神将他放在他的舅舅拉班的手中20年。
And God placed him under his uncle Laban for 20 years.
让他吃尽苦头。
To teach him lessons.
首先呢，雅各很喜欢他的这个的表妹拉姐。
So Jacob really liked his cousin Rachel.
所以他答应拉班说，我愿意服侍你7年呢，然后换取我可以娶这个你这个女儿。
So he agreed to work for 7 years in order to marry her.
好，到时间到了，想不到那个时候拉班就将这个利亚给他。
But when the time was up, Laban tricked him and gave him Leah instead.
他就告诉他利亚是姐姐，你要先娶姐姐。
So he told him Leah is the older sister, so you have to marry the older sister first.
所以你要娶拉姐的话，再服侍我7年。
If you want to marry Rachel, work for me for another 7 years.
好，雅各被骗了，又服侍他7年。
And Jacob was tricked and had to work 7 more years.
然后后来这个雅各想说我想走了，他说不，你再留着继续服侍我，我可以给你一些的产业。
And afterwards, when Jacob wanted to leave, and Laban said, "No, stay here, and I will give you something in exchange."
雅各前后服侍拉班20年的时间。
So in total, Jacob served Laban for 20 years.
他在临走的时候，他就说：“拉班，你10次改了我的工价。”
And before he left, Jacob said, "Laban, you have changed my wages 10 times."
你不断的来到吞并我的产业。
And you kept taking advantage of me.
我对雅各来说，这段是一个非常不容易的一段的日子。
And for Jacob, it was a hard time.
但是神也是因着这样的一个环境，将雅各靠着自己的天然生命的个性改变了一点点。
But through this circumstance, God used the circumstances to change Jacob's natural life of being cunning.
让他可以更多的依靠神多一点。
So to teach him to rely more on God.
当雅各要回家了，他要面对他的哥哥。
And when Jacob returned to his father's house, he had to face his older brother.
现在他会感觉他对哥哥有亏欠了。
And now he felt guilty toward him.
在另外一方面，对他哥哥很害怕。
And he was afraid of his older brother too.
所以他就预备一些礼物，希望可以安抚他哥哥，希望他哥哥不会杀他。
So he prepared some gifts and hoped to appease him.
但是神早就为他已经安抚了这个以扫。
So it was the hope that his brother would not kill him, but God had already worked in Esau's heart.
以扫已经原谅他了。
And Esau has already forgave his younger brother.
雅各在他那个面前去见他哥哥之前，经过一个地方叫皮鲁伊的。
And the night before he met his older brother, Jacob passed a place called Peniel.
他在这个地方跟神摔跤。
And he wrestled with God all night.
神没有赢他。
God did not defeat him.
啊，神最后就是。在他大腿窝里面摸他一把，让他大腿就瘸了。
So at the end, God touched the socket of God's Jacob's hip and made him limp.
在这个地方，这是他人生的转捩点。
And there was the turning place of Jacob's life.
虽然他的大腿瘸了，但神祝福他，改他的名字叫以色列。
Even though he limped, but God blessed him and gave him a new name, Israel.
以色列的意思说跟神摔跤者。
Which means the one who struggles with God.
神说你，这个意思说你过去不断的抓的是什么？是抓世界。
And that means in the past you have grasped on the world.
今天你今天要抓的是抓神。
But now you need to grasp on the Lord.
神的制作不是停在这里。
And God's work in shaping Jacob did not stop here.
之后。雅各的人生其实经历过非常多的痛苦。
And his life continued to go through many hardships.
他的女儿迪拿被事件玷污。
And his daughter Dinah was defiled by Shechem.
而他的两个儿子西面跟利未就用计杀了事件一族人。
And his sons Simeon and Levi killed all the men of Shechem's city.
让他们全家陷入一个险境。
And putting their whole family in danger.
然后他最爱的妻子拉结呢，因为难产而死。
And his beloved wife Rachel died in childbirth.
他的儿子因着嫉妒约瑟，将约瑟卖到埃及。
And his sons, out of jealousy, they sold Joseph to Egypt.
却骗了雅各说，你看看，约瑟可能已经死了。
And deceived Jacob and telling him that Joseph was dead.
让他痛不欲生。
Which caused Jacob great sorrow.
外面看来他的天然生命 一次又一次的被剥夺，一次又一次的被打击。
Outwardly, it looks like as his natural life was repeatedly struck and deprived.
也许他心里面他已经感觉生无可恋了。
Maybe he didn't feel much joy in living anymore.
好像外面的生命一路被破碎。
Because his life outwardly is being torn down.
但是他里面的生命却越来越丰盛。
But inwardly, his life grew richer and stronger.
当约瑟最后接他到埃及的时候。
And when Joseph brought Jacob and his family to Egypt.
他并非非常激动地说我立刻要去见约瑟。
And he didn't rush to see Joseph in excitement.
而是他先到别示巴去献祭给神。
Instead, he first offered sacrifices to God at Beersheba.
先跟神祷告。
And prayed to God.
然后当约瑟跟他相认的时候。
And when he met with Joseph.
他只是很淡然说：“我记得你的面，知道你还在，就是死我也甘心。”
He just calmly said, "Now I can die, since I have seen your face and know that you are still alive."
约瑟带他去见法老。
And Joseph brought him to Pharaoh.
他可以为法老来祝福。
And he was able to bless the Pharaoh.
圣经说，从来只有位分大的可以为位分小的祝福。
The Bible tells us only the one who is supreme can bless the lower one.
我们想说，法老是一国之君，但是居然雅各可以为他祝福。
The Pharaoh is the ruler of a country, yet Jacob was able to bless him.
可想而知，他的生命是何等的丰盛。
That shows the fullness of Jacob's life.
当他生命快终结的时候，他为约瑟来祝福。
And near the end of his life, Jacob blessed Joseph.
他称这位神为一生牧养我直到今日的神。
He called the God who has fed me all my life until this day.
他认识这位神在他一生年日当中不断地牧养他。
And he recognized how God has shepherded him throughout his life.
引导他走义路。
Guided him in the righteousness.
除去他生命里面的杂载。
Removing his impurities.
而每时每刻将神的形象跟神的样式制作在他的里面。
And God shaped his own image and character in him.
这也是施洗约翰所说的，他必兴旺，我必衰微。
This reflects what John the Baptist said: He must increase, but I must decrease.
他的天然生命不断的衰微，但是他里面的生命却不断的丰盛。
His natural life kept decrease, yet his spiritual life increased.
这是神制作的爱。
This is God's crafting love.
上个星期我到了洛杉矶。
Last week I went to LA.
我跟家人很有幸的，我们可以去看望那个十四母。
And my family and I were very grateful to visit elderly Sister Z.
十四母年纪大了，她的身体比较软弱。
Although she is elderly and frail.
然后当我们去的时候，我们看见她的精神还不错。
Yet she was in good spirits when we arrived.
我们很久没有看到她了。
We haven't seen her in a long time.
所以我们就有一些时间可以跟她一起交通她最近的状况。
So we spend some time to share fellowship with her and to see how her condition is.
她跟我们提到说她最近的身体的情形。
And she mentioned her recent health.
但是我没有听到一句她投诉说我这里不舒服，那里不舒服。
Yet she didn't complain about any discomfort.
然后她没。他所行都是会非常轻描淡写的来讲的这些的他身体上一些的毛病。
And she simply described her condition calmly.
但是他也来跟我们提到说，他看见在花园里面的花草，看见一些瓜菜的时候。
And when she spoke about the flowers, plants, and vegetables in the garden.
他非常的感谢主。
She gave thanks to the Lord.
然后他也提到说，他虽然他身体那么软弱，但每一天他最重要的事情，起来打开圣经来读神的话。
And she also mentioned even her physical body is weak, yet she said she still opens the Bible every morning to read it.
他每次读神的话，他感觉是何等的甜美。
And she feels very sweet when she read God's word.
这个真的是非常美好的见证。
This is such a beautiful testimony.
并且她一路讲说，主非常的爱她。
And she kept saying that the Lord really loves her.
她非常感谢主的恩典跟爱。
And that she is very grateful for His grace and love.
我一路听她所说的话，我心中非常的感恩。
And as I listened to her words, my heart was full of gratitude.
我真的感谢主给我这个机会，可以在她的使女面前受教。
And I thank God for giving me the opportunity to learn from His maidservant.
我们走之前，我们跟他一起祷告。
And before we left, we prayed together.
他的祷告非常的有力，非常的诚恳，非常的真实。
And her prayer was very powerful, sincere, and full of truth.
然后我真的可以感觉，他的祷告就像一个孩子的祷告一样的单纯。
And her prayer was as simple as a child's prayer.
他对神的爱所表达的真挚
，and her love for God was genuine，
甚至让我真的感觉到，在他身上我可以闻到一股馨香之气。
And I really could sense the fragrance of Christ flowing from her。
如果我们有读过师母的见证，一生铭刻肺腑。
If we have read Sister Z's testimony, goodness and mercy all the days of my life，
我们中间可以看到他。一生如何的经历神
？And we can see how she has experienced the Lord throughout her life.
当中有很多的试炼，有很多不容易的日子。
And even though there were many trials and difficult times.
但是她如何靠着神的恩典来经过一个一个的试炼
？But she was able to overcome each and every one of them through God's grace.
她如何见证这位神是又真又活的神
？And she testified how God is true and living for him. For her.
而经过一个一个的试炼，神。一天一天，一次一次的，将他的形象跟样式制作在师母的身上。
And through every trial, he shaped his own life in her.
我相信师母她跟雅各一样，可认定这位是一生牧养她的主。
I believe like Jacob, Sister Z knows that the God is the God who has shepherded her all her life.
弟兄姐妹，主是陶匠，我们是泥土。
Brothers and sisters, the Lord is the potter and we are the clay.
他可以从我们身上，他看见我们的潜质在哪里。
And he sees the potential in each and every one of us.
他愿意用耐心的要来制作我们。
He's willing to work on us patiently.
他要我们有一天成为他的杰作，让他可以来欣赏。
He wants us to become a masterpiece so he can be proud of.
但是要成为一个杰作的过程绝对并不是一个容易的过程。
But the process of being a masterpiece is not an easy one.
因为我们天然生命是与神为敌的。
Because our natural life is against God.
但神愿意用慈神爱所来引导我们。
But he's willing to guide us with his loving cords of discipline.
约束我们。
To constrain us.
训练我们。
And to train us.
是的，这样的一些的限制会让我们不舒服。
Often these limitations will bring us pain and discomfort.
甚至会痛苦难过。
Or even pain and suffering.
有时候会感觉有点灰心绝望的感觉。
Sometimes we may even feel discouraged or hopeless.
以前我遇见这事情，有时候常常会投诉说，怎么那么倒霉啊？
And sometimes I would even complain I'm in a bad luck.
这事情为什么会临到我？
Why does this happen to me?
为什么事事不顺呢？
Why does nothing go right?
但是后来回转看的时候，都是神的爱。
But when I look back, it's all God's love.
神所爱的，他必管教。
God disciplines those he loves for our good.
全是为了我们的好处。
It's all for our benefit.
要让我们真的有资格，我们有这个能力，可以接受他的托付跟产业。
So He's preparing us to receive His inheritance.
我以前曾经当过老师。
I was once a teacher.
在我当老师的时候，我自己说我希望做一个有责任感的老师。
And I want to be a responsible and caring teacher.
所以我说我要对我的学生要很上心。
So I cared a lot for my students.
所以呢，我那个，我当时教的学生呢，有很多不同的学生，大部分都不是太好的学生。
And I had a lot of students, and some of them had some problems.
我发觉我处理他们品格的问题，多过处理他们的学业上的问题。
And it was more difficult to address their character issues than teaching them lessons.
我常常要他们一个一个来的，要叫他们，要劝他们，骂他们，甚至要罚他们。
Sometimes I had many one-on-ones with them to teach them, to warn them, and to correct them.
希望他们可以更好一点。
And I wanted them to improve.
但是每次他们看见他们被罚的、被教训的时候，他们样子很无奈，甚至心里面很不服。
And they did not take out my advice lightly.
但是我在想，你知不知道我比你更难过
？And often I wonder in my heart, do you know that I am more sad than you when I punish you?
有时候感觉也真的非常的沮丧。
Sometimes I feel frustrated.
我真的要继续这样教下去吗？
Am I still to go on to teach them?
但是有时候啊，看见有一两个学生他变好的时候。
And sometimes I see one or two students get better.
我才发现值得。
And I feel like, oh, it's all worth it.
我所花的心血没有白费。
I knew that my efforts were not wasted.
我只当了一两年的老师而已。
I only taught for a year or two.
所以之后我就没有不教了。
And then I wasn't a teacher after that.
但是我们想想，我们的天父有没有这样子对我们
？But imagine did our heavenly Father do this to us?
天父没有，他是不离不弃的来到爱我们、看我们。
Our heavenly Father did not abandon us, and he did not stop loving us.
其实我相信我们的天然生命真的在他面前根本没办法站立的。
And our natural life cannot stand a bit before him.
但是他没有因为这样子他就放弃我们。
But he did not forsake us because of that.
其实很多时候我们在让他非常的难过，非常的伤心。
Oftentimes, we may grieve God's heart often.
但是当我们真的有一时一刻变好的话，我相信他也是非常的喜悦。
And yet, when we reflect a little bit of his image, he will be very joyful.
路加福音第十五章那个失而复得的儿子，就是一个最好的例子。
And the lost son in Luke 15 is the perfect picture.
弟兄姐妹，神从不放弃我们。
Brothers and sisters, God never gives up on us.
我们愿不愿意在他手中被制作呢？
Are we willing to be shaped in His hand?
盼望我们都有一个愿意的心。
Let's all have a willing heart.
让他将他自己更多制作在我们里面。
So that he can shape himself more in our lives.
让我们从我们身上将他活出来。
And that we can live out his life through us.
我们可以知道约翰一书说，我们爱因为神先爱我们。
First John tells us we love him because he first loved us.
但我们真的所知道的爱是情感上的爱。
But the love we know is emotional love.
我们不懂得什么是无条件的爱。
We do not understand what God's unconditional love is.
我们不懂得什么是无私的爱。
We don't know what is a love without a purpose.
直到我们领受了耶稣基督的大爱。
Until we have received God's great love.
他不但要将这个爱给我们，他要将这个爱也制作在我们里面。
Not only has he given us his love, but he also molds his love into us.
让我们更多知道什么是真正，什么是神的爱，我们什么样如何用神的爱来爱人，在爱神。
So that we know what is God's love, and we can have more of His love to love Him and the people around us.
弥迦书六章八节说：“只要你行公义，好怜悯，存谦卑的心，与你的神同行。”
Micah 6, 8 tells us, "What does the Lord require of you but to do justly, to love mercy, and to walk humbly with your God?"
我们都会很羡慕这样的话。
We may admire these words.
但是若不是神将他的生命制作在我们里面，我们真的不懂得什么是真正的公义、怜悯跟谦卑。
But unless God's life is made in us, we cannot truly understand justice, mercy, and humility.
更何况我们要行出来。
Let alone to practice them.
但是神是何等的乐意将他自己这一切的性情制作在我们里面。
Yet the Lord is willing to shape His life in us.
弟兄姐妹，神的爱实在是太大了。
Brothers and sisters, God's love is so great.
我今天所分享只是非常皮毛的一些认识。
Today I only shared a little bit of what I know.
在求主真的让我们在生命当中的每一天更多经历这个大爱。
But may we experience His great love in our daily lives.
更多认识这个大爱。
And to know more about this great love.
也更多活出这个大爱。
And to live out this great love.
最后我想我们一起唱诗歌那个第十八首。
And I want to sing a hymn at the end. That's hymn number 18.
神圣之爱远超众爱。
Love divine, all loves excelling.
但愿神的爱更多来充满我们的心。
May the love of God fill our hearts.
我们请团队。
我们同齐来唱这首诗歌。
Let's stand.
神之爱远超众爱，天上之乐临地上，今来助我卑微胸怀，做我相信的恩赏，恩主你是所有怜悯，献爱，眷顾我们，带来救恩，进入相信的胸怀。哦，主向我催你圣灵，催尽烦恼的心灵。使我有份你的丰盛，享受应许的安息，从我除去罪的哀嚎，除去一切的捆绑， 使我认识生命之道，使我完全的释放。大能的主前来拯救，使我生命和丰盛。愿你同在，直到永久，永远住在你殿中。我要时常颂赞你名，照你喜悦侍奉你。不住祷告，不住颂赞，夸耀你爱永无依。求你完成你的心造，使我纯洁无瑕疵。你大救恩，我却想到得以和你全相识，更新变化荣上加荣，直到满有你身量，直到进入荣耀之中，永远将你爱颂扬。
我们一起祷告。
Let's pray。
主耶稣，我们何等的感谢你。
Lord, how we thank you.
在你完全永远的计划里面，你使人在里面有可以有份。
In your perfect and eternal plan, you have a man has a part of it.
你不只制作我们，呼召我们，还一直在我们生命中一直想要来改变我们。
Not did you call us and shape us, and yet you keep calling us in calling us.
你的爱，我们真的是无法测度。
We cannot comprehend how deep your love is.
因为我们人的眼光与你的眼光实在是不一样。
Because the perspective of man is different from yours.
我们知道的爱与你所要给我们的爱也是不一样。
The love we know is different from the love you want to give us.
主，但是你是爱的神。
But Lord, you are the God of love.
你不会改变你的心意。
You will not change your heart.
你向我们所存的意念，从起初就开始。
And you have this heart's desire from the beginning.
你也一直要执行这个意愿直到完成。
And you want to execute this will until it's done.
主，早上我们虽然对你的爱了解得何等的少。
This morning, although we don't comprehend much of your love.
但是我们愿意相信你。
But we want to trust you.
我们愿意把自己交在你的手中。
We want to entrust ourselves into your hands.
我们知道，主啊，你会带领我们。
We know you will guide us.
你会因着你的爱继续的制作我们。
Because of your love, you will continue to mold us.
到我们成为你的杰作。
Until we have become your masterpiece.
让我们能够变成使你骄傲的。
So that we can make you proud.
主，早上我们求你来改变我们的心。
And this morning, may you change our hearts.
不要让我们因着自己的喜好活着。
And let us not live according to our own habits.
乃是将我们自己交在你的手中。
But to trust ourselves into your hands.
求你来带领我们。
May you guide us.
主，谢谢你爱我们。
Thank you for loving us.
奉主耶稣的名祷告。
In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
Amen.
请坐。
Please be seated.